Do synesthetes see auras? I'm Sean Day, professor of English and Anthropology at Trident Technical College in Charleston, South Carolina. I'm also a synesthete and a world-renowned researcher of synesthesia. A somewhat rare type of synesthesia involves what are commonly called auras. However, we need to clear up some things here right away. We're not talking here about any type of mystical, religion-connected, or spiritual type of images. Instead, we're talking about an odd phenomenon which we could label facial perception to color synesthesia. Human vision doesn't work like a camera, taking an image as a whole from the start and thus processing it as a whole from the start. Rather, vision takes in bits and pieces of different types and aspects and then puts them together, helped out by past experiences, memory, and a bit of guesswork. So, when you're looking at someone's face, you don't start off with seeing the face as a whole. Rather, you see, for example, the shape of the lips, the size of the eyes, the color of the hair, the style of the hair, the angle of the nose, and so on, all as separate, distinct components. These separate components are processed, and eventually information is sent to areas called fusiform gyri and inferior temporal gyri in your brain. One of the many functions performed in these areas is to see if you can put all of those geometric and color things together into a human face. But, like with other types of synesthesia, what happens if parts of these fusiform and or inferior temporal gyri areas are not controlling their feedback signals correctly? That is, they don't have the right level of disinhibition. And what if this results in signals leaking to parts of the brain which process color information, which are right next door to some of these areas anyway, and are doing feed-forward and feedback of signals to these points anyway? Well then, what you could get would be that a certain facial configuration gets associated through synesthesia processes with a specific color. That is, the person is connected with a color aura. Now, what if added to this, you have spatial projection of the synesthetic vision, like about 10% of all synesthetes who see colors for letters and numbers, or music, or flavor have? Then you'll have a synesthete who, when looking at someone's face, has signals feeding in her brain at abnormal rates, resulting in her perceiving a projective field of a very specific color over or around the person being looked at's face. An aura. Now, I'm by no means suggesting that all accounts of auras are actually cases of synesthesia. No, most can easily be attributed to religious beliefs and mysticism. But keep in mind that about 1 out of 25 people has some type of synesthesia, that roughly around 1 out of 50 has colored letters or numbers, and that roughly about 1 out of every 500 people spatially projects colors for numbers and letters. Spatially projecting colors for faces would work almost exactly the same way, although it would be somewhat rarer. And if we add to this that the changes in disinhibition needed between fusiform and or inferior temporal gyri areas and color areas can also be brought about by drugs such as LSD or mescaline, we need to reconsider that some accounts out there for seeing colors around people's faces might indeed be reports of actual perceptions, albeit synesthetic perceptions. If you have questions about synesthesia, please send them to me, Sean Day, by email to sean.day@trident.edu. I'm Sean Day, synesthete professor and researcher at Trident Technical College in Charleston, South Carolina. Thank you.